Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Voters in this country with one of two strong emotions, anger.
I'm disgusted with most of all the politicians in Washington. 8 times out of 10, I'm going to vote for somebody who is not in office.
Or apathy.
Everyone says they're angry and they should be removed, but every year the people keep sending the bombs back to Washington. Every single year. That's why there's never any change.
Mad as hell or can't be bothered. One group is motivated to go to the polls.
The other, well, doesn't really care.
Are you mad or meh about politics? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, September 14th. We've had voter turnout in some places of less than 30%.
Which are you? You know who you are. Are you mad or meh about politics?
Meh.
It's a great t-shirt.
Yeah.
Let's get a check of the morning's top news. And it's not really the elections, although we'll be talking about that in a moment. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in Egypt this morning, trying once again to solve the Middle East's biggest Rubik's Cube. She's joined by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas for the second round of those face-to-face talks. The most immediate obstacle is an Israeli freeze on settlements in the West Bank that expires in less than 2 weeks. Palestinians say they will walk out if construction resumes on West Bank settlements. And there's another move on the Mideast chessboard today. The White House is asking Congress for the go-ahead to sell up to $60 billion worth of sophisticated warplanes to Saudi Arabia. It's a deal designed to counter the rise of Iran as a regional power and would represent the largest single U.S. arms sale ever approved.
BP crews have resumed drilling a relief well to permanently seal the blown-out well in the Gulf of Mexico. Officials say it'll take about 4 days to seal it for good. The federal government has claimed 75% of the spilled oil is gone. But one researcher says she's found what she describes as a slime highway on the seafloor.
No, it's not gone. It's in places where nobody's looked for it. The stuff's on the bottom. A lot of it is on the bottom.
University of Georgia researcher Samantha Joy says the patches of oil are 2 inches thick and stretch as far as 80 miles from the leak site. Meanwhile, the Pacific Gas and Electric Company says it's establishing a BP-like $100 million fund for victims of last week's gas pipeline explosion in San Bruno, California.
No strings attached. It's theirs to use in any way, shape, or form that they want. We will not be asking them and will not ask them to sign any releases when they accept that.
PG&E President Chris Johns says the money is there to help victims meet day-to-day needs while investigators figure out what caused the blast.
To politics now, the primary season comes to a close today as voters head to the polls in 7 states. Some of the most closely watched races involve Republicans with Senate primaries in Delaware and New Hampshire and a governor's race here in New York. We'll take a closer look in a few minutes.
Rafael Nadal is the U.S. Open tennis champion. He's now won a career Grand Slam. He's the youngest to do so. He's only the 7th man to do it all time.
For me, it's a dream to have the career Grand Slam, but it's more a dream to have the U.S. Open.
Nadal defeated Novak Djokovic for his 9th Grand Slam singles title. That's a 7 behind rival Roger Federer. Let's take a look at the markets now. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down, and so are futures. The Dow will start at 10,544, the S&P at 1,121. The Nasdaq's going to open up at 2,285. Well, it's a lot about money this morning. Later on
It always is about money.
It's the economy, stupid, right? Yeah, well, we're going to talk about the new rules on credit cards that were passed in May, part of that financial reform package. They're supposed to protect college kids from credit card debt, but it's not really working out that way, as you might expect. Beth Koblenner will be here to explain, and we're going to hear the story also of two people on Wall Street who tried to sound the alarm about excessive risks before the meltdown. That didn't turn out too well either, but Louise's story will give us the details.
Yeah, warning of disaster, you get punished.
Remember
yeah,
what happened
terrific.
To Cassandra and
exactly.
Troy?
There you go. Yeah, that was a bad story. Later on in the hour, we're going to talk about anger or apathy. Which are you, mad or meh on politics? In just a few minutes.
We'll
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.